This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
Life sustains itself by cell division. So does cancer. Breast cancer cells multiply faster because of CDK4/6 proteins. But what if we could block those proteins and stop runaway cell division? To that end, Dana-Farber scientists laid the foundation for CDK4/6 inhibitors, new drugs that are increasing the survival rate for many advanced breast cancers. Dana-Farber's momentum of discovery keeps finding new ways to outmaneuver cancer. Learn more at danafarber.org/everywhere.
You're not in it for the money.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Bill Radke. A revealing report this morning on the $700 billion bank bailout. It comes from the Special Inspector General to the program in his quarterly report to Congress. Neil Barofsky says the TARP program was a success, but it is unlikely to bring any return to you, the taxpayer. Marketplace's Jeremy Hobson joins me now live from New York with more. Good morning.
Morning, Bill.
So why does Barofsky say this will not pay off for taxpayers?
Well, it's not because of the money that was loaned to the big banks. He says that is and will probably be repaid. It's because of some of the other things that TARP has been used for, specifically giving money to AIG, the insurance company, and also to the auto companies, GM and Chrysler. Barofsky says we may have to kiss that money goodbye. But one interesting figure, Bill, he says there was $317 billion left in the TARP fund as of the end of last month. So if you're keeping track, $317 billion is what we've got left.
Leftover money. Does that mean it's safe? It will not be spent?
Oh, that would be nice, wouldn't it? But the program was supposed to end in December, and now it looks like it may actually be extended till October. So we can't call that money safe yet. In fact, the president is supposed to announce today that he's going to send several billion dollars of the remaining TARP funds to community banks, which have been suffering a lot, as a lot of the focus has been on the big banks.
Right. So overall, Jeremy, what grade does Barofsky give the TARP program so far?
Well, he didn't give it a grade, but you'd have to say there'd probably be a smiley face on the front because he says it did save the banking system from collapse. But he also says transparency is still a big issue, and he's repeated calls for the Treasury Department to disclose more about what the money that's been lent through TARP has been used for.
Okay, maybe a check minus. Marketplace's Jeremy Hobson in New York. Thanks.
Thank you.
Okay, time to do the numbers. European stocks are down almost 1% so far this morning. Asian stocks were mildly lower earlier today. In New York, stocks were down about 0.5% across the board yesterday. The Dow gave up 50 points and closed at 10,041. The debate in Congress over the health care overhaul has brought to light something you might not know. Health insurance companies are exempt from antitrust law. That means they can legally fix prices. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer tells us there is legislation being considered today that might change that.
The House Judiciary Committee is considering a bill that would lift the health insurance industry's exemption from antitrust law. Congress passed the exemption in 1945. It was supposed to be temporary, a way to ease insurers into regulation. But it's still on the books because of some behind-the-scenes maneuvering. All these years later, health insurance companies can still get together and decide what to charge you and what to pay your doctor. J. Robert Hunter is with the Consumer Federation of America. He says consumers would be surprised to learn that rules prohibiting price fixing don't apply to health insurers.
When you tell them that insurance companies are allowed to get together and do things that the corner, you know, baker couldn't do with the bakery across the street, most people get upset when they hear that.
Antitrust lawyer Jay Angoff says without the antitrust exemption, health insurers would have to compete.
What repealing the antitrust exemption would do would be to force them to become more competitive or go out of business.
Angoff says that competition could lead to lower prices for you and me. In Washington, I'm Nancy Marshall Genzer for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Constant Contact, dedicated to helping small businesses and nonprofits build strong customer relationships with email marketing and online surveys. ConstantContact.com. And by Gather.com, the social network where people can make new friends who share their interests. People talking about today's news at news.gather.com.
In the Great Depression, the U.S. turned to Franklin Roosevelt. In the worst economy since the Great Depression, we can turn to Roosevelt again in the form of a one-man show touring the country. The show is called FDR, and the star is Ed Asner. He's best known as Lou Grant of the old Mary Tyler Moore show.
You got spunk.
Well, yes.
I hate spunk.
And more recently, as high-flying Carl Fredrickson of Pixar's hit movie Up.
Come on, boys!
And now Asner is playing the first president he ever knew. Ed Asner, good morning.
Good morning, Bill.
What do you remember about Roosevelt?
I was 15, coming home from school, and I heard the news of his death, and it was like the ground had been wiped away.
Why did it scare you?
Because he had been God the Father for so many years. All my life had been influenced by him in Washington. And I knew nothing else but Roosevelt.
What do you think FDR could teach us about handling this recession?
He presented the National Recovery Act, which the Supreme Court ruled against, and which started him off on his battle against the Supreme Court. So I went to a high school, for instance, and it's one of the most beautiful edifices that you can find. It's still gorgeous and still operative, and that was a product of the WPA. There is no WPA in the country right now. I would like to see something like that occurring to help make up for these unbelievable job losses that we've undergone.
Yeah, that was the mother of all stimulus packages.
That was.
All this thinking you're doing about FDR's time, the Great Depression, how does that affect your reaction to today's financial mess?
I'm negative about it. I don't think that the reaction by government, by President Obama, has been sufficient. When you see something that, and you hear people who are threatened with losing their homes, et cetera, and you hear about the stimulus packages and so little of it gravitating down towards the homeowner, the job seeker, I can only feel that something is lacking. It ain't over.
Actor, performer Ed Asner, now touring in a one-man show, FDR. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
This is Marketplace Morning Report. Hope you'll join us online. We have inspirational stories there of people changing their lives amid the recession. That's at marketplace.org. I'm Bill Radke.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.